Sorry, members, hoping that's back online again now.
Yes, Chair, that's it now. That's super.
I'm just going to read the last paragraph again, sir, if that's okay. Following the presentation of the officer's report, the chairperson will call for a proposer or seconder. This should be done using the IM feature. Please do not submit these until asked to do so, and it may be missed. If two members ask or propose, the first member having indicated through the IM will become the proposer, and the second member having indicated will become the seconder. The chairperson will ask the proposer and seconder in turn to unmute and indicate vocally that they are proposing and seconding the decision. If you need to leave the meeting early, please indicate via IM features so that we are aware that this is an active decision and does not indicate connectivity problems. Before apologies have been taken, can I just thank Leanne and Jerry for chairing the meeting for the last 12 months and the good job that they've done in that time, and wish them all the best. And I hope I set the same standards that they did. Could we have apologies, please?
Apology from Councillor Traynor, Chair.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have we any declarations of interest? No. Okay. Item 3 on our agenda is to agree starting times for active and healthy community committee meetings. I would like to bring this to the members. I myself would prefer a 6 p.m. the same time as before for either remote or in Downpatrick. But I'm opening up to members for any further proposals. Or is everybody happy with that?
Chair, can you see my cue in there somewhere on the chat?
Councillor Murray is first there. Councillor Casey, so we'll take him first.
Yeah, Chair, thanks a million. I was just going to make the same point. Just 6 o'clock has been working very well for active and healthy communities down through the years, and whether it's remotely or whether it's a physical meeting in Downpatrick or Newry or wherever it is, 6 o'clock seems to suit well.
Are you happy to propose that, Councillor Murray?
More than happy to propose.
Chair, I have a seconder, yes, in the wee chat screen. I'm not sure if that's any use.
Councillor McMurray, second it. Councillor Casey?
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Yeah, 6 o'clock doesn't suit me. I'd like to see it early in the afternoon, sometime maybe 3 or 4 o'clock, so I propose that we change the time.
Have you a seconder for that? Councillor Herr has seconded that. Councillor Herr, is that you seconding Charlie's proposal?
No, I was seconding Barra's proposal there now to keep it at 6, but no.
Okay, so no seconder then for Charlie's proposal? So everybody's happy then for the 6 o'clock meeting to continue on as it is?
I'm not happy, but there you go. We'll go with the majority.
All right, Charlie. Thank you for that. Okay, so now we're moving on to the action sheet from the Active and Healthy Communities Committee meeting held on the 17th of May 2021. Has anybody any issues? And I'll go through it for accuracy. Page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6, page 7, page 8, page 9, page 10, page 11, page 12, and page 13. Is anybody any issues arising from that? Councillor Herr?
Yes, thanks, Chair. Basically, it's about the development of the walking and cycling strategy. I think it's Owen's department now. Would that include right of ways now, Owen? Because probably like my own area and several other areas, there's so many right of ways, you know. And basically, they haven't been kept well at all, probably for the last flipping 10, 20 years. And it's just a shame to see these going to waste. So you're on about, you know, your cycling and walking strategy. It's everything's just there for you. A lot of stuff's there for you that it just needs up, a bit of upkeep, you know. So could you fill me in a wee bit in that, please, could you?
Chair, if you want me to come in there, the walking and cycling strategy is quite a high-level document. As you know, there was consultation went on throughout the DAAs and numerous stakeholders. We're almost at the stage of a draft version of that being available. I don't know the detail of it to know how much that has considered rights of way or existing rights of way if they weren't highlighted to Sustrans during the consultation period. But the document will be available to councillors hopefully within the next 3 or 4 weeks. It's just in the draft form now from Sustrans. So I can make inquiries about that specific question.
Yeah, that's grand, though. Yeah, because it's just a shame to see them going to waste, really. You know, there's a lot of history behind a lot of the right-of-ways, but that's 100%. No, thank you. Thanks, Chair.
Councillor McAvoy?
Yes, thank you, Chair. Sorry, I just wanted to touch in on Ballymartin Play Park. I know last month we were waiting on the papers, and this month councillors within the area had got an email to say there was a delay now on the equipment coming in. Has the papers been received, and it's only the equipment now that we're waiting on to commence with that play park?
Paul, would you like to respond to it?
Sorry, Chair, I froze there, but I'm assuming it's me you're talking to. My understanding is that we still are waiting for the legal documentation from NIEA. I can chase up for definite in terms of any delays around the equipment. That's not something I'm specifically aware of, but I can chase up on that. But I'm still conscious that the lease agreement, we're still waiting on their legal department to finalise things with us, is my understanding. But if I come back to you and follow up exactly what the delay is that okay, Councillor?
Yes, that's great. Thank you, Paul. That'd be lovely. Thank you.
Ibarra?
Yeah, thanks, Chair. My issue is just on the council pitches being used for training purposes. So this probably came to light during the back end of the pandemic, whenever some of the local clubs were trying to get back in action, and they found themselves being unable to train on some of the council pitches because it was felt that would damage the council pitches and they wouldn't be playable for matches and that. And we were just talking about, you know, how that could be sort of viewed as unfair, that. And I just see that there's restricted arrangements for training on council grass pitches now in place. I suppose what I'm trying to ask is, and if this needs to be come forward in a different way or as a motion or whatever, you see that the idea that we have of council pitches, do you see if we can get into an arrangement with local clubs and the local club has that as their home pitch, it should be up to them to be able to train on it, to be able to play on it, to help with the upkeep of it. Like, there's most junior level football clubs would have somebody that would come out and spike a field or that there, you know, if it was too wet or that, you know, that we could get into that sort of I don't know if it needs to be a service level agreement or whatever, but if we could get into that culture of trusting the teams, the sports clubs involved, that I thought it was slightly farcical whenever, you know, I made the point that in the GAA anyway, vast majority of clubs own their own pitch, and they were all out training and underage training 7 days a week, 7 nights a week, and you had a team up the road who had a council pitch, and they were being forbidden from training on it and had to travel away around that there. That, yeah, if we could ever, Paul, maybe you're going to tell me that it's all sorted now and that we've got it, and I really hope it is, because this might never come up again. With the help of God, we'll never find ourselves in as bad a shape as we were, where everything has to lock down like that again. But certainly with, it maybe highlighted a few things, but certainly with pitches, and that if trust can be built up with local clubs to help co-manage that and take away that risk that was discussed, that's just my issue, yeah.
Thanks, Barry, for that. I'm going to invite Michael Lipset to respond to that. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. In answer to the question, no, there's no need to bring a motion through. We already do that. We have agreements. There are agreements come through here on a regular basis, Chair, for clubs that want to take lease arrangements or other management arrangements over the pitch themselves. So we do that. We do it extensively across the district already. We encourage any club that wants to do that to come and see us, and we work through the process with them. The committee has a policy. The council has set a policy through this committee that's followed in terms of doing that from expressions of interest and all of that and business cases and so on. So that already happens. I'll let Paul maybe answer a little bit on where we are with training, but if there's any clubs in particular that any members are aware of that would like to do it, please put us in touch with them. We're quite happy to do that.
Paul?
Yeah, I suppose, thank you, Chair. I suppose just to reiterate what Michael was going to say, yeah, there's currently an opportunity for those arrangements to be in place via SLA or lease arrangement. They just need to, I suppose, make themselves aware to us and let us know if they're interested in going down that line. I do know whilst you do, when you do enter into one of those arrangements, you do take a responsibility and obligation on to cut the grass and take on those, I suppose, additional workload. But there is certainly that opportunity that already exists in terms of that. I think just, I suppose, that period of time where we did have the training on grass pitches issued in the start of April and stuff, I think if we didn't have the pandemic and seasons fell into their natural structure around our, you know, the use of pitches and grounds maintenance and stuff like that, we usually don't have an issue year on year in terms of these sorts of things. And so the pandemic did have a significant impact on that. Because of the timing of things and everyone wanting to get back training technically at the end of the football season in terms of soccer. So that's probably what exacerbated the issue with it. But there's opportunities now, and has always been for the last couple of years, that they can get into those arrangements if they just let us know who they are and we'll contact them.
Thank you, Paul, for that. Councillor Sharvin?
Yeah, thanks, Chair. And just relation to Ballymartin, I'm going to use it as an avenue here. The play part strategy itself, there's been a number of surveys that had been completed, but I've not seen an output from it, particularly that of the New Mall Farm St. Dibnis play park and that of the Model Farm. Is there a plan for a paper of that to come to this committee for consideration on how those two play parks will move forward as part of that strategy, and if with a time scale?
Okay, Paul?
Sorry, thank you, Chair. Yes, as per the consultation process around the play strategy, there will be a paper brought to this committee outlining what the preferred option is as per the public consultations that are associated with those play parks, and that those usually come through this committee on a regular basis, usually an annual basis, to identify what we're going to do and how we move forward. But if you want some more clarity at what stage that's at, Councillor Sharvin, I can maybe get that through to you and get an update for you.
Yeah, that'd be great, Paul. It's just I'm aware the survey was back in December, and I had followed up with Maeve in April, but she says it was for the outdoor leisure team to come back to me. So yeah, it'd be great to see what the output is from that.
No problem.
Okay, thank you for that. That seems to be all the questions. Can I have a proposer and seconder for the action seats, please? Councillor Sharvin has proposed and Councillor McAvoy has seconded. Thank you for that. Item 5 is the notice of motion referred from Council meeting on the 7th of June. And can I invite Councillor Hannah to read out the motion and to indicate who seconded it, please.
Thanks, Chair. I'll read the motion first. This Council should recognise NHS staff for their service during the COVID-19 pandemic, with a gesture of discounted use of council facilities such as gyms, swimming pools, tennis courts and leisure centres for a period of 1 year. I would suggest a minimum of at least 50% discount on charges, possibly free of charge completely. Councillor William Walker will be seconding the motion, Chair. I brought this motion to Council to give all councillors the opportunity to express their gratitude in a practical way to all National Health staff who stepped up to the mark when this pandemic started in March 2020. At the start of the COVID-19, no health worker in the National Health Service understood what the risks were they were facing. What we did know was COVID-19 was deadly. No one knew how to treat this disease and how bad it was to become. Our National Health staff stepped forward to deliver care to the sick and dying with very poor PPE and at times little or no PPE. The nurses, doctors and all the NHS staff put caring of patients before their own personal safety in many cases. Many retired nurses and doctors and other nursing people who had changed career come back to deliver high quality health care to those victims of COVID-19 who were very ill. I'm deeply grateful to all the NHS staff who courageously delivered care to the sick and dying. The nurses, doctors, porters and all medical staff have suffered from exhaustion, stress, PTSD, mental health issues from being the only human contact with patients during this COVID-19 illness and holding many hands of patients who lost their battle with this disease. Many staff contracted the virus and there were NHS staff who actually lost their lives caring for victims of this pandemic. We must not forget our NHS heroes. A lot of NHS staff are on low wages, none more so than the nurses, where many are on less than £12 an hour. And please do not forget the many student nurses who were in the front line and getting no pay at all. I believe Newry Morning Down Council need to deliver recognition to our National Health Service staff in a way that would deliver physically and mentally to the well-being of those dedicated health workers. I ask the councillors to support my motion of delivering through the council facilities support to health workers. I know there will be a cost to council to deliver these discounts to the NHS staff, but if we don't value healthcare and those who deliver it, this service will not be living up to our we would not be living up to our responsibilities. Chair, that is my statement, so it is, and on that there, I see the recommendation from officers is for 50%. I'm happy enough with that there, Sam, but if the councillors were prepared to go any further, I would be more than happy to go along with that. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Glenn. Councillor Walker?
Chair, thank you very much, and I second the proposal in relation to this motion, and I want to pay tribute to Councillor Hanna for bringing it forward. You know, he's alluded there to a lot of things there that our nurses and National Health Service staff have done. But by agreeing to this motion tonight, we, as Newry Mourne and Down District, are saying a big thank you to all our National Health Service staff. They went the extra mile during COVID. We see the excellent way they are dealing with the vaccinations and that. We're way ahead of the field in that. And I think that by giving them a 50% discount, we're saying a big thank you. It wasn't that long ago where we had passed a motion that Councillor Hannah had brought forward in relation to writing to the Minister in relation to a £500 payment to all health staff. I have to say I was glad that, you know, Robin Swan did take that decision at the time. So we did, you know, we welcomed that there. So we did. So this is just furthermore us as a council saying thank you for the excellent job you've done, and it gives me great privilege to second the motion.
Thank you, Councillor Walker. Councillor Barra Murr?
Councillor Barra. Sinn Féin group's more than happy to support the motion as well, and congratulate Glenn on his words. Couldn't have put it any better myself. And we all of us, tip our hats to all the NHS staff who went above and beyond and totally in awe of the frontline workers the whole way through the pandemic. And there's no words that we can offer that are kind enough to the people and the sacrifices they made, many with their own personal sacrifices and to damage their own health and mental health, as Glenn alluded to. So, look, I think it's fair. I think we have no problem about it. I think it would be a lovely gesture. The figures are there in the option that, you know, it's £22.70 a month. If that was reduced to £11.70 a month for our NHS workers for the year, that would be a fantastic offer by us on the council, and just to say, look, we're recognising your service to the people and of this district. So yeah, well done, Glenn. I'm happy to support.
Thank you, Councillor Sharvin.
Yeah, Chair. I think most councillors before me have spoken on this, and you know, we actually had the urgent health meeting earlier on today with the representatives from the trusts, the Southern Trust and Southeastern Trust areas, highlighting the challenges that our NHS staff are facing day and daily while carrying out their jobs and their roles. So I think this is what the council should be doing, to acknowledge what they have done, not just throughout the last year and a bit, but throughout their whole time. There's a particular lady who was on that meeting who's been in the health service 44 years, and I think for this to be given to her, it's only a small token of our thanks to them. So the SDLP be more than happy to support.
Thank you, Councillor Sharvin. Councillor McMurray.
Thank you, Chair. Without going rehashing many of the other sentiments, just yes, quite happy to support and thank Councillor Hannah for bringing this motion. And again, you know, as we've often said, you know, the way to fight this pandemic or whatever, you know, is through good physical health. And again, these NHS workers and frontline workers and that have been sort of in many ways forgoing their own physical health to keep us right. I think this is a perfect token of, it's a gesture of token, really, to help with them. Thank you very much, Chair. Thank you, Glenn. Councillor Hannah.
Thank you. Councillor Lewis.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, I'm happy to support and back this motion. I think that we can sometimes recognise things as a council by putting out statements and giving badges and plaques and whatnot, but I think that this is a very good and practical thing that we can do to actually show our token of him thanks and gratitude on a very practical level. So yes, I am happy to support that.
Because Councillor Hannah isn't a member of the committee, but this was brought forward, we do need a proposer and seconder for the report. So could I ask for a proposer and seconder, please?
Chair, I proposed.
Councillor Walter. I'm happy to second there, Chair.
Councillor Sharvin. Thank you very much. Item 6 is Active and Healthy Communities Directorate Business Plan. Michael?
Chair, maybe can I just come in on that last notice of motion just for a clarity point?
Yes, absolutely.
Chair, you'll see that the report that was tabled as part of this was about reviewing council's corporate membership to reflect the discount of which is proposed, a 50% discount for NH workers for 12 months, which I understand seems to be accepted as part of this proposal. Just to clarify, it's a 50% discount on the baseline or a 50% discount on the already 25% discounted rate that NHS service members get. It's out of council's corporate membership. So I suppose what's proposed there in terms of 50% is 40, in the region of like £14.95, £15 a month, as opposed to 50% on the currently discounted price. So I just want to get that clarity. So it's either 75% discount, which brings it to £11 something, or a 50% discount, which would bring it to £14.95, my calculation. So I just noticed with Councillor Murray, he said it would be £11 something, but it'll actually be £14.95 in that sort of region, as opposed to...
If you're given a 50% discount, if you're doing it the other way, Paul, you'd be given the 50% discount, but then taking the original 25% that they were getting off.
So it'd be 75% discount on the baseline rate.
I know, you have to ask Glenn what his proposal was. My understanding was that it was 50% of what it is at the minute.
Sorry, I'm just going to bring Michael Lipson in on this one.
Thank you, Chair. The report as written is for 50%, so that includes the 25% reduction that's already there. So it will be 50% of the headline cost. That's what I understand the committee's agreed to. If I've got that wrong, I'm quite happy to be corrected. But as the paper's written, that's how it reads.
Can I just get clarity then that Councillor Walker's happy with that proposal?
Yes, Chair.
Thank you.
What is the proposal? I've sort of lost you a bit there, Chair, and I know you're sort of bothering me. I've been looking to give them as much discount as we can give them, Michael.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we all are, Glenn, but it's 50% off the, it's another 25% off the 25% that they already get, Glenn, so it's 50%. Yeah,
that's what I understood it was going to be, so I did.
You're happy with that, yeah?
Yes, I'm happy with that, yeah.
Councillor Sharvin?
Yeah, Chair, I was just going to say, Councillor Hanna, when he was talking to the item, stated 50%, so that was my understanding as well, so I'm still happy to second that.
Okay, thank you. We'll move on now to item 6. Michael?
Thank you, Chair. This paper sets out the assessment of the emergency business plan that we had to bring in due to COVID-19. You'll see in the assessment that the fantastic work that my officers have done in this department throughout the most difficult of circumstances. So I'm delighted to show the assessment of our COVID business plans and how well we've done in that and still meeting many of our targets. Obviously, we had to revise it significantly, but I'm very proud to show you that assessment. In addition, in Appendix 2, we have the Director of Business Plan for this year, and it sets out the targets for this year. Again, it's obviously all linked to COVID restrictions and how we do coming out of COVID and the COVID recovery plans, but it's fairly ambitious. I'm quite happy to take any questions, Chair, if there are.
Thank you. Nobody has indicated yet that want to make a comment, so can I ask for a proposer and second of the business plan? Thank you. Councillor McAvoy has proposed. Can we have a seconder, please? Councillor Murray, thank you very much. Item 7 is the district electoral area for the DEA forums update report. Can I invite Janine?
Yes, Chair, members. This is our monthly report from the DEAs. For new members, we do produce a monthly report to give you a snapshot of activity across the DEAs. So you can see there's been some activity around Men's Health Week, a series of reconnect events, some bushcraft and foraging. But most importantly, we seek approval from AHC for the action sheets for the forums contained within. So, Chair, we're looking for approval for action sheets for the Mourne, St Patrick and Slieve Gullion.
Thank you, Janine. Nobody's indicated for any questions. Can I ask for a proposer and second it for the DEA forums update in item 7? Proposed by Councillor O'Mara. Sorry, Councillor Gallagher, and seconded by Councillor O'Mara. Thank you. Okay, item 8, is additional funding for the Department of Communities for the frontline advice services. Janine?
Yes, Chair, me again. This is additional funding provided by Department for Communities for generalist advice services. So there's an additional funding of over £113,000. We're hoping to allocate that through the existing service level agreement that Council currently have with Community Advice Uri Mourne and Down. It has to be spent within this financial year, and the breakdown is detailed within the paper, but primarily the allocation is for welfare reform, face-to-face advice and tribunal representation. So we're looking for approval, Chair, to allocate the additional funding to Community Advice through the existing SLA.
Thank you, Janine. Councillor Finnegan?
Thank you, Chair. Just a comment here. I just want to take the opportunity to commend Minister Hardy for her continued hard work, particularly during the COVID, during the pandemic and in the recovery of COVID. She's recognised the hardship of welfare reform, which has had, left people, a lot of people disadvantaged. And certainly she has identified the importance of providing this comprehensive and skilled advisory service and tribunal representation, and has allocated the funds. So, look, it's very, just very much welcomed. Thank you.
Thanks. Councillor Sharvin.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. And again, I would certainly welcome the additional money, because I know the community advice, Uri Mourne and Down, especially the later end of last financial year, they were actually struggling financially, and were reducing some of the staff hours due to not having the financial support that they required last year. So certainly this additional money that's coming through certainly will ensure that those services are continue to be provided, and that the people that uses the services provided will get that available to them. So it's great to see.
Thanks, councillors, for your comments. Can I get a proposer and seconder for item 7, please? Councillor McAvoy and Councillor Sharvin, proposed and seconded. Thank you. Item 8 on our agenda is additional funding from the Department of Communities for Frontline. Oh no, item 9, sorry. not way ahead of myself. The Community Coordination Hub update report. Janine?
Yes, members, this is our report from the Community Coordination Hub. It was established as part of the COVID recovery. It's a subgroup now that meets. Representation on the hub includes officers from the trust, from the community and voluntary sector, and council officers sit on the hub as well. It meets monthly, and the actions are ratified here at AHC. So at last month's meeting, we had agreed, subject to approval this evening, to allocate £20,000 in a financial assistance call for COVID recovery, and we're going to table additional proposals from the trust and other members at next month's meeting. Chair, is to get agreement, therefore, for the actions contained within the action sheet in Appendix 1. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Yeah, Councillor Sharvin.
Yeah, thank you, and thank you, Janine. I suppose, first of all, it was great to see us acknowledge the groups that have been involved, particularly with the food parcels and the support throughout, coming from the Coordination Hub, and acknowledging that through the plaques that we gave. With the financial call, Janine, is there a plan to do another call later in the year? Because I'm sure 20,000 will be used quite quickly in this current call that closes on the 3rd of July, I think it is. Is there plans that we would review this further in the year if there's still a need for a call?
Yes, Chair, if you're happy, I'll come back on that.
Yep.
We did actually look into the potential around call 4 going out within this year, and it's part of a paper coming up later on the agenda that relates to financial assistance. It is in committee, but this element of an update shouldn't affect it in any way. In order to go out for a call four, we would exceed the current procurement that we have with the electronic grant management system. And we're hoping that we will be able to allocate additional funding through a different COVID recovery source. So basically, there's quite a lot of activity for the unit still to undertake for calls one, two, and now out to call three. So the current plan is no, not to go with the call four within this financial year, but call one of the next financial year should be going out in January. So in the start of the next calendar year, we'll have applications open again for groups, and this money should be ongoing.
All right. That's brilliant. Thanks, Jean. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Janine, for that. Can I have a proposer and seconder then? There's no other councillors indicated to speak for item 9. Councillor O'Hara proposed and Councillor Gallagher has seconded. Thank you. Item 10 then is the upgrade works to the Ballinahinch Community Centre and Market House in Ballinahinch. Janine, that's over to you again.
Yes, Chair members, this paper is seeking approval for upgrade works in both Ballinahinch Community Centre and the Market House in Ballinahinch. Both centre proposals, refurbs, renovations, have been designed to maximise space within the facilities and hopefully increase capacities for existing and new user groups. The Market House proposals cost approximately £20,000 and can be started immediately. The proposals for renovations of Ballinahinch Community Centre are estimated to be in the region of £300,000 or in excess of it. So, as I say, Charles, the paper has recommended for members to give approval for an initial preferred option in relation to Ballinahinch Community Centre, and then officers will be in a position to develop a business case and bring back for presentation to AHC.
Thank you, Jean, for that. Councillor McAvoy.
Yes, thank you. Maybe more of a comment than anything. Look, Sinn Féin welcomes the proposals and the investment in the town, and obviously the community centre is in bad need of investment. And that will be welcomed by the whole of the local community. Ballinahinch, unfortunately, has been left behind when it comes to investment, but thankfully this will change. The one thing we would like to raise is that Ballinahinch Olympic have in the past been searching for home and soccer facilities, and there was at one point a proposal where to use the land behind the community centre for their pitch, but plans had failed through due to the land being unsuitable. So I'm just wondering, will the upgrade to the facilities be using this land? And also that there was further talk of the 3G sports pitch and upgrades at the Langley Road pitch area. Again, whilst we welcome for the community, it is once again another investment that overlooks the fact that Ballinahinch Olympic still do not have permanent soccer facilities in their hometown. So we would ask that if alongside this, a further piece of work is done to try and ensure that some teams are not left behind and that there are facilities for all, and also that the council engages directly with the local sports teams and groups to see what their needs are. I know you have a good relationship with Ballinahinch Olympic, and it's really just that, you know, emphasising that they still don't have their own grounds. Thank you, Karen.
Thanks, Leanne. I'll invite Michael Lipset to respond to that, please.
Okay, thank you, Chair. Yes, the Councillor is quite right. There was a proposal many years ago to look at the site behind the community centre. Unfortunately, the ground there was very boggy and became extremely expensive, and the business case unfortunately didn't stack up for it. I think it was at over £1 million and counting for the time we were finished looking at the cost. So we continue to look throughout Ballinahinch for the potential for a 3G pitch. As you know, Ballinahinch already has a 3G up at the Assumption Grounds. It also has 2G soccer pitches in Coleman's. It also has grass pitches and a shield pitch as well. We are looking at the potential through the sports facility strategy and the review of the sports hubs as part of that to look at upgrade works for sporting facilities within Ballinahinch, and we hope to be able to report on that shortly. Members will be aware that we did get approval to go out for consultants to review all of that. So
That will include Ballinahinch, obviously, Chair, and there will be a report come back at some point in the future which sets out what the proposals for that are.
Thank you.
Thank you
for that. Mr. Walker?
Chair, thank you very much. And a couple of questions here for Michael. We welcome this work, Ballinahinch, it's long overdue. And Michael, this is a follow-on from the Rowallan DEA meeting and meeting representatives from the Ballinahinch Community Collective and the Member of Parliament for Strangford. I have to say, and I want to thank you for bringing this paper forward. So I do. While I'm making a proposal, we accept the officer's recommendations. But we did ask at the time, in relation to the steel structure and that, could that maybe be included into the Margaret House? We were told at the time, you know, that it's out in the D1 process. I would just like to know, is there any interested parties in the steel structure? We accepted the explanation that it was in that system and that, and we couldn't incorporate it into the Margaret House itself, so we did go with option two. Now, I'm also concerned in a sense, and I hope this is maybe coming further down the line. We did speak at our meetings in relation to the change in facilities at Langley Road and the possibility of a 3G pitch there at the Shield pitch, the old Shield pitch, and that car parking and that within that area, and we thought it was a good idea as Rowallan councillors and that. I know there was a few issues that you did raise in that there, but I thought it might have been on this paper tonight. It's not, but I do hope that further down the line that work will be done. You did say about the strategy there in relation to 3G pitches and that there. Hopefully, there will be a need there. Yes, you mentioned the assumption in that. That now belongs, if I'm led to believe, to the assumption grammar school itself. They're responsible for hiring that out. And there's a lot of people would use 3G pitch in the greater Ballinahinch area, and they can't get anywhere because that is booked out at times. So it is. So I would like to see a paper coming further down the line in relation to the upgrade or the change in facilities at Langley plus the 3G pitch there. But I welcome to date the work that has been carried out by yourselves and your officers. You know, I have to say, we did meet as elected representatives and that. I have to say, you went away, you've listened, and you've come back with this paper, and I welcome it. So I make it a proposal that we accept the recommendations.
Thank you, Councillor Walker. Have we a seconder for item 10? Councillor Lewis, thanks for that. Invite Michael Lipset back for a comment and answer to Councillor Walker's comments.
Thank you, Chair. Just in reference to the steel frame, I'm not sure where we are, Councillor, in the that process. The update on that will be taken to SPNR as a matter of course anyway. I'm quite happy to investigate that and get back to you tomorrow. In terms of the sports pitches, I've already said that there will be, we are employing a consultant and there will be a paper at some point in the future on that.
Thank you for that. So we'll move on now to item 11, which is the Saintfield Community Trust development of a community garden at the rear of the indoor 3G pitch in Saintfield Community Centre. Janine?
Yes, Chair. The Saintfield Community Trust currently manage the community centre through a facilities management agreement with council. Very similar to Mike Community Association. Last month or the month before, they have approached council to ask for permission to use an additional part of the site for the development of community gardens. And we've had discussions with their legal departments who have confirmed that this could be added to the existing facility management agreement to allow access. And that clause would detail the restrictions that would be imposed as a result, and they're contained within the paper. They mainly relate to access usage and maintenance. So officers are content that this can be facilitated, and we're seeking approval, therefore, to amend the current facility management agreement with St Field Community Trust.
I see no other councillors have any questions on this, so Councillor Walker has proposed and Councillor McMurray has seconded this item. Councillor Walker?
Sure. Thank you very much, Chair. It gives me pleasure to propose this paper. I do know in working with the St Field Development Association that, and other groups in and around there, they do a lot of excellent work within the St Field area. I believe the area in question, it will enhance that area in question, and hopefully it will also encourage people to come along and use that new leisure facility that's there. And I do pay tribute to the St Field Development Association for all the work they've done in and around there, and I want to thank the council for bringing this paper forward, because it will enhance that area. So it will. So I make it a proposal.
Okay, thank you. Item 12 then is the consultation on the rationalisation of official control shellfish by toxin and, I don't know how to say that word. What is it? Phytoplankton. Monitoring points in the Carnarvon Lock. Owen?
Thank you, Chair. It's never good when the title of the report is longer than the report, but this is the Food Standards Agency consulting with us on rationalising the number of control points, as said. There's been traditionally 7 of these points, and there's 7 plus 5 beds, but they're proposing to reduce these down to 4, which represent the beds appropriately, and we're just looking at committee approval to return the attached response.
Can I have a proposer and seconder for the report? Councillor Tinley has proposed and seconded by Councillor Gallagher. Thank you. Item 12, the food service plan for 21-22. Owen?
That's true. The Food Standards Agency requires every year to have a documented food service plan, and part of the framework is that we have to get council approval for it every year. So the attached document just sets out what we have to do within the food part of my service. A big extra demand this year is obviously the provision of import controls at Warren Point Port as part of the Northern Ireland Protocol. Remember, we have got grant funding for any costs incurred in that. So we're just looking, I'm welcome to take any questions on the plan itself, but we're just looking for committee approval to adopt the attached plan.
No councillor has indicated, so I can call for a proposer and seconded for item 13. Councillor Sharvin's proposed. Seconder. Who's that? Councillor McAvoy, sorry, councillor. Item 14 then is the consultation from Department of the Economy on policy options for the Northern Ireland Energy Strategy. Owen?
Thank you, Chair. Yeah. So the Department of Economy are currently seeking views on the Northern Ireland Energy Strategy. They've identified 5 principles. We're again looking for permission to return the attached consultation response. It'll be returned on the proviso. It'll still be subject to full council approval, but we would hope to return it by the end of this week, which is the due date.
Can I have a proposer and seconder, please? Proposed Councillor Gallagher. Seconded Councillor Cathy. Councillor Murray. Thank you. Item 15 then is the Sustainability and Climate Change Forum Action Sheet for 20 May 2021. Owen?
Chair, yeah, this is quarterly we present this report. So the Sustainability and Climate Change meets on a quarterly basis. And the purpose of the report is to note the report and then just to agree to approve the actions in the attached action sheet. So just looking for a proposer and seconder. Well, happy to take any questions.
Proposer and seconder for item 15. Councillor Sharvin and Councillor O'Hare. Thank you.
Oh, sorry, Chair, mine is a question.
Oh, sorry. Yep. Go ahead, Councillor Sharvin.
Yeah, I'm not part of this forum, and I don't know if any councillors can attend it on, but I don't get the invite for it. But I see under the sustainability update that Councillor Tinley was asking about the location of wildflower planting. Is this the right forum for me to submit some requests for the Downpatrick DEA area of where wildflower planting would be beneficial?
Through the chair, we have been carrying out a program of rewilding. So we have identified areas in each DAA. I don't know specifically the area in Downpatrick, but if there are areas that you want to propose, if you want to just send them to me or to the biodiversity office, we can consider any of them. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I see Councillor O'Hare's proposed, chair, so I'm happy to second then.
Thank you, Councillor Sharvin, for that. Item 16 is the ship sanitation charges. Owen?
Thank you, Terry. This is just to consider and agree to implement a new pricing structure for the issue of ship sanitation certificates at Warren Point Port. We're a member of the Association of Port Health Authorities, and they recommend each year they update their charges. So you'll see the charges laid out there, the small increase on last year. Just for members' information, it's round about 5 a year of these we have to do. It isn't a huge amount to the council one way or the other. So we're just looking for approval to implement that new charging regime. So.
Thank you. Can I have a proposer and seconder then for item 16? Proposed Councillor Gallagher. Secondary Councillor McMurray. Thank you. Yep. Item 17, 18, 19, 20 and 21 are all for noting. Can I have a proposer and seconder for these items? Thank you. Councillor Murray has proposed and Councillor Walker has seconded. Thank you so much for that. Is there any comments on this? Okay, thank you. For noting also is items 22 and 23 and 24. Can I have a proposer and second for these items, please? Councillor Gallagher, you have a question?
Thanks, Chair. Yes, it's my colleague Laura Delvin was wanting to clarify. I see in the Be Active aspect of it the summer swimming lessons. I know there's autism friendly on Fridays. What Laura was wanting to clarify in regards to Tropicana, it was a revised schedule going to be going ahead for the general swimming and swimming lessons. Thanks, Chair.
Can I invite Paul in to respond to that? Thanks. Paul, are you there?
I am here. Sorry, it's taken a while for my computer to react to coming off mute. Apologies for that, Chair. I can answer this query. I suppose at the time when we were developing the summer activity program was when restrictions were, weren't allowed, the likes of swimming lessons and stuff like that. But we do anticipate we can hopefully deliver the likes of swimming lessons as part of the Tropicana program from week commencing the 19th of July, subject to six recruitment.
Thank you, Paul. Councillor Murray, I see you have a camera up, your phone up near the camera. I'm sure you're just on a call or doing something, just to point that out. Thank you.
Just answering a text there from Bada, yeah.
Thanks for that. Item 25 then is in closed session. And on item 25 to 9 is deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of the Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act, Northern Ireland 2014, information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information, and the public may, by resolution, be excluded during this item of business. Can I have a proposer and seconder to go into closed session? Thank you. Councillor McAvoy has proposed. Can I have a seconder? Thank you, Councillor Gallagher. Sir, can I ask if all and that everyone else has rejoined? So the following was agreed whilst in closed session. Item 25, public tender, leisure, advertising and marketing provision. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Sharvin, seconded by Councillor O'Hare, to approve the business case as per Appendix 1 of the Leisure and AHC Directorate Marketing and Design Support Services and approve the procurement via public tender for these services and supplies. The officers undertake the appropriate evaluation of the above public tender in line with procurement guidelines and appoint a preferred bidder and enter into a contract of up to 3 years to the value outlined in the business case as per Appendix 1. Item 26, Kilkeel Bowling Pavilion public tender. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Sharvin, seconded by Councillor McMurray, to appoint a preferred bidder with a bid as outlined within the report for repairs and upgrades works to Kilkeel Bowling Pavilion and additional allocation to the capital programme for Kilkeel Bowling Pavilion to align with the budget with the final tender cost as outlined within the report. For officers to agree the terms and enter into a contract with the preferred bidder, subject to AHC and full council ratification. Item 27, business case to proceed to the next stage of the replacement Trojan Horse project. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Sharvin, seconded by Councillor Gallagher, to provide the additional funding as detailed with section 1.1 of the report required for the completion of the necessary checks and the progression to full planning application. Item 28, expression of interest, St Peel Community Centre. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Walker, seconded by Councillor Gallagher, to proceed and approve the report and the recommendations in it. Item 29, financial assistance report. It was agreed by SARA, sir. Can I have clarification on... it was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Sharvin and seconded by Councillor O'Hare for the four service level agreement to undertake 20% financial verification of a quarterly basis with 100% review of their outcome-based accountability, approval of the enclosed business case including the budget requirements over the procurement period as detailed in section 4.1 of the report, and approval of recommendations outlined in 1.1 above the relation to the financial assistance policy. Councillors, that's all items on our agenda this evening. It was remiss of me at the beginning not to welcome our new members that have joined us here this evening to join this committee this year. So we're looking forward to working with everybody and keeping things nice and smooth. There is a timeline of the quickest meeting of 16 minutes. I was hoping to achieve that tonight, Councillor Charlie Casey sort of made the thing that we wouldn't do it, and he was right as yet again. But anyway, there you go. But thank you very much, councillors. Councillor or Michael Lipsett wants to say a few words.
Thank you very much, Chair. Due to these strange times we're in, I've been asked to read out the following statement. Due to the current legislative uncertainty around the remote meetings and the restrictions on indoor gatherings, the Chief Executive also agrees tonight to exercise her delegated authority under the standing orders to implement the resolution of the committee once ratified by Council, subject to any conflict of interest or legal advice that the decision is unlawful.
Thank you, Michael, for that. Good evening, councillors, and thanks very much for your attendance. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair.
Thanks, Chair.